Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Hope you're doing well in this great adventure of Catholic education. Always say this, thanks for what you're doing. I don't know if anybody's thanked you in the last few days. Hopefully a couple of students have, maybe here or there, some parents. You deserve to get that good, positive feedback for all that you're doing each day. Now, we did a great episode last week on how God speaks to the Catholic teacher. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen to it. Go to beingcatholic.com.au and it'll be the episode there about God speaking to the Catholic teacher. Go to the podcast tab or anywhere, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you'll find us there. It was just great. People really love that one. We often think that God's not speaking to us, but that episode, I sort of hope I shared some ideas about how he is. So what I'm doing now in this episode very quickly is the Going Deeper program at the moment. If you're not familiar with that, it's a major online training platform, a sort of motivation encouragement platform for Catholic teachers around the world. And one of the things we're doing at the moment is we're exploring one of the church documents called the General Directory for Catechesis. So the program forms Catholic teachers. It's me and my wife Karen going through weekly episodes. And so we're going through the General Directory for Catechesis, which is kind of this wonderful document that helps us really learn to evangelize more effectively. Now, there's a great quote from paragraph 15. Just listen to this, and then I'm going to lead you into another quote that's quite interesting. So the documents say this. It's a direct quote, and it says, Jesus, in the parable of the sower. So this section was all about, you know, the parable of the sower. Some fell on good soil, some didn't. So it says this, Jesus, in the parable of the sower, proclaims the good news that the kingdom of God is near, notwithstanding the problems in the soil, the tensions, conflicts, and difficulties of the world. Now listen to this part. Jesus also cautions, however, that the word of God grows only in a well-disposed heart. That's the part I want to focus on, in a well-disposed heart. So this part of the document's talking about that one of the things we do as Catholic educators in a great Catholic school community is help to create an environment, a context, a community in which hearts can be well-disposed. So come back to this parable of the sower. Jesus is talking about the good soil, receptive soil. So what we want to try and build in a Catholic school is receptive soil. Soil where the hearts of young people are open to truth, to beauty, to goodness, to the transcendent, to the good news, to the proclamation of the gospel. So we know that we just don't walk up to a random student who may not have much faith background and just start hitting them with dogmatic theology, right? Dogmatic theology, really important stuff. You actually need dogmatic theology. You really do. Because humans are what we are. We need structure. We need boundaries. We need fences. So dogmatic theology helps us to understand the nature of God, the nature of divine revelation. That stuff's necessary. But you and I both know that if we walk up to a young student and start dropping dogmatic theology, we're not doing much. We're not going to get much of a harvest straight off the bat. But this concept of well-disposed hearts, of creating a community and a culture in a Catholic school where over time, the hearts of young people are softened to the Word of God. How does it happen? It's interesting how it happens. It happens in all sorts of ways. I'll give you one example, how you speak to each other as staff, as colleagues. That the way staff hear you talk about each other or to each other, the kinds of language that is tolerated in the school community, the way that you celebrate liturgical events. Now, here's another crucial part of this well-disposed heart thing. Listen to this amazing quote. It's from probably my favorite philosopher, Roger Scruton, who died recently, but he said this, beauty is vanishing from our world because we live as though it did not matter. One more time. Beauty is vanishing from our world because we live as though it did not matter. So what I want to talk about just to finish is the place and the presence of beauty in a Catholic school. So some of you will be aware of this concept of the transcendentals, right? We call these three things are called the transcendentals, truth, beauty, and goodness. Why are they called transcendentals? Because they transcend any individual person's experience of them. So beauty is an objective thing. Truth is an objective thing, and goodness is an objective thing. So we can all have different takes on it, but it transcends our own personal preferences. It is what it is. So beauty, something that is beautiful, lifts the contemplation of the viewer above the earthly plane to something transcendent and beautiful. So what this means is your classroom beautiful? Well, I can't control, Jonathan. I get stuck in this classroom. I don't get to choose. But some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. We can choose a few artworks here and there. We can have some music on. We can make sure it's tidy and organized and, you know, these basic things. If you're in leadership, I went to one school. Shout out to my good friend Vincent Spadoni, amazing principal there. He's doing other work at the moment, but in the Washington area, I went to his school and it was just like, wow. It's just beautiful. Everywhere you went, there was just icons and artwork and the way that staff spoke to each other. It was quite a beautiful place. And what this does is it creates a place where there can be well-disposed hearts. So friends, to wrap up, two things, well-disposed hearts and the role of beauty in creating those well-disposed hearts. Do a little audit. Look around your classroom. Go, is this organized? Is this beautiful? Does this have harmony, proportion? Is it a place that young people can walk into and think, gosh, there's something about here. I feel peaceful in here. I feel calm in here. You know, and some of you go, well, we can't do that. You'd be surprised what you can actually do. I remember one year when I was teaching, I got everybody to bring in a plant. You know, I said, look, if you can go and buy a fancy one if you want, but just even if you just find one at a garage sale or something for $2. And then we had plants in the room and we looked after them and it was just quite a beautiful little thing. All right, I'm going to stop now. Well-disposed hearts, the role of beauty in creating the kingdom of God culture. All right, God bless you. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I pray for every single teacher listening now. They're doing amazing work. You know that. Holy Spirit, I ask you to guide their intellect, their reason, their will, their creativity, their memory. Holy Spirit, be present with them. Jesus, strengthen them by the power of your cross and your victory over sin and death. And blessed Mother, I entrust every single teacher listening to your immaculate heart. Amen. God bless you, friends. Do me a favor. Come and find me, Instagram, Jonathan Doyle, 47. If you're not in the Facebook group, please make sure you check out Passionate Catholic Teachers. Passionate Catholic Teachers. Just type that into Facebook. You'll find us there. The website's beingcatholic.com.au. You can find out about booking me. Many of you are going to see me in Baltimore soon at the NCA convention. I'm going to do the keynote there. What else? Make sure you've subscribed. It's growing. You'd be amazed how fast this podcast is growing just by people sharing it. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. It's all there. Come and subscribe so you get the daily episode. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'll have another message for you tomorrow.